This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. WIN, W-I-N. It's the Women's Impact Network, a collective of women who pool their money together to make a big impact on the Cape Fear region. The group is in its sixth year. The first year, WIN had $20,000 to distribute. Impressive, right? Well, this year, as membership has increased, so has the impact power. $58,000 will be distributed this year. The Women's Impact Network wants to continue to expand and create more support to local nonprofits. Here's membership chair of WIN, Carol Kennedy.
The kind of women that we are looking for are anybody who is interested in learning more about the nonprofit needs in New Hanover County, and whether it be arts and culture, education, health and wellness, or the environment, anybody that wants to make a combined impact with a group of other like-minded women are more than welcome to join our group. We don't exclude anybody. They all get a vote in this organization, and it's a fabulous way to network and meet dynamic, really interesting women who are making a difference here in the community.
If someone becomes a member of WIN, what is the responsibility that they take on?
Well, that's the beauty of the Women's Impact Network, is meetings are not mandatory. Meetings are optional. The commitment that they make is a $600 pledge for 3 years. So all of that gets pooled and invested, and a grant gets written depending on how many members we have.
When we have these events that we have, we really encourage our members to bring guests. There's no obligation to join or anything. We just would like to meet you. But most of all, we'd like for you to meet us and experience the feeling of 100 plus women together and having something in common.
That's the chair of the leadership committee, Linda Brown. WIN has four areas of focus for its grant giving: education, health and wellness, the environment, and this year's focus, arts and culture. Linda says organizations who apply for funding are not given strict guidelines about the types of projects that might fit in the focus area.
Each year, the grants committee gets together and talks about the focus. And every year, it's wide open. We don't narrow our focus. We don't take the broad concept of this year, arts and culture, and the grants committee sit there and go, well, we need to only look at this part of arts, or that might be. We do not narrow it down. So it's wide open, and it's that way every year. We have never narrowed it down.
You're going to be granting like $58,000 this year?
That's correct. We will award one large grant for $50,500. And then we'll take the other $7,500 that's in our grant pool, and we will award one to three smaller grants, depending on the applicants that we get.
That's like Willy Wonka and the Golden Ticket.
My goal is to have 200 members, so we have $100,000, more opinions flying, strength in numbers. I think this is the year of women. Women helping women, women helping their communities, and it's very empowering to be a member of WIN.
That was Carol Kennedy and Linda Brown from the Women's Impact Network. The group has a meeting this month, and interested women are invited to attend to find out more about the group. Details about that and about how to apply for funding this year is at whqr.org.